Alright, good evening, all you cartoon addicts out there, and get ready to dive into another amazing episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Of course, I am your host, Frank, and joining me, as always, are my partners in crime. And guess what? Today's theme is Rocky and Bullwinkle of the show. I had to go with Rocky and Bullwinkle, man. Alright, you guys decide who's who. Alright, of course, you know I'm talking about Rolly and the walking encyclopedia of all cartoons, toys, and just useless information. Of course, we're talking about Gemini himself. We're talking about D. Now, before we get into today's episode, do us a favor. Remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, share our video, and throw us a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you know what? Wherever you watch your podcast. And for more cartoon clips, you gotta check out our Instagram and our TikTok. Now, speaking about where to watch your podcast, we do have a new home. And it's not just a new home, but it's also our toy store. And you can find us at cartoonrewind.com. Rolly, how are we doing today, buddy?
I'm doing amazing. I'm trying to remember Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky was the squirrel, right?
Rocky's a squirrel, a flying squirrel. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, flying squirrel. Yes, correct.
And Bullwinkle was a moose.
Yes, the moose.
Yes, but I only know Rocky. So, I'm sorry, I only know Bullwinkle. I was just like, hey, Rocky, wanna watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat?
Oh my God, that's right. That was the phrase. That's right. I forgot about that, man.
So, but technically, we all know that in this case, Dwayne's the
He's Bullwinkle.
You're the tallest. Again, we go back where you're taller, I'm smaller, I'm shorter.
Yeah. That's all it is, man. It's okay.
But Rocky's a little lighter skin.
Rocky was gray.
I forgot about Bullwinkle. He's darker.
He wasn't. Rocky was gray.
He was gray. I said lighter skin. I didn't say white.
Exactly. All right, so Rolly, what are we watching today, buddy?
So, today we are watching StarCom, the U.S. Space Force.
You know, I don't remember the cartoon.
I don't remember a cartoon at all. I know the Toy Guru has some information, but this was a very small series. It started airing back. So, the first episode aired in September 20th, 4 days ago. But in 1987, and it only lasted for a whole 13 episodes.
Yep.
So the show was canceled. Canceled after poor ratings. That's pretty quick back then. Obviously,
the toys did terrible down here, buddy.
Yeah. Obviously,
but
all
the things did great.
It was produced by my favorite. The cartoon was produced by my favorite cartoon company.
Of course,
Deke Animation, yes. And distributed by Coca-Cola Telecommunications. Yes. Coca-Cola apparently had a telecommunication company back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Which was...
Did not know that.
Yeah, it was really weird. Now, you were saying, yes, here it never was successful here in North America. But like you mentioned, yeah, from what I can read here, Europe and Asia is very popular.
Yes.
Why? Does anybody know why it was popular?
I'm assuming because people overseas are not as picky as we are. What I remember from the toys, the vehicles were somewhat cool, but the figures are kind of like, eh.
The figures were this big.
Were they? Okay, I thought they were tiny. I was thinking masks, but I wasn't sure. Yeah. Like masks.
They were like 3, maybe 2 inches. 2 inches like
really?
That.
That's it?
Yeah, they were small. The feature of the thing was you can take the vehicles and stick them to your magnetic stuff. You can stick them to the fridge, stick them to doors. That's what the feature.
Oh, nice. I don't remember that. I've never had any of the toys.
Never,
If you play one of the commercials, mm-hmm. you'll see it.
And I actually thought that... That this was the ones where you shot at the TV.
I was thinking the same thing, Rolly.
Which is Captain
was
Marvel.
thinking the same
That's
thing. Is
Captain
it the one
Power.
where you can shoot at the TV?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but no.
Captain Power. Captain Power, where the dude is the leader of the rebellion, the dude who was Arnold Schwarzenegger lookalike as one of the power people. When we get the commercial scenes out, we'll go. But let's start the cartoon out.
Okay. Well, just a plot for our for our listeners who are not familiar with it. So just a plot of the whole series. So the adventures of American astronaut Brigade as they fought off an attempted invasion by Shadow Force, a nasty collection of humans and robots led by the nefarious Emperor Dark. Dark. Sometimes they call him Darky. But I
Or
don't.
darkness.
Mr. Dark. And the ladies, you know what the ladies called him?
Sexual chocolate.
I was gonna say dark chocolate. Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate.
That Dee's nickname? Dark chocolate.
No, his nickname is Sexual Chocolate. That's why you got
Oh,
confused.
sex chocolate, my bad.
That's where you got confused. So just FYI, it's September 20th, 1987. If you guys keeping track, that was 37 years ago and 4 days to the T. So, Dwayne, do you know what the number one song in Europe was?
Rick Ashley.
It is Rick Ashley, yes. Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Ashley.
Exactly.
87 was popular.
Frank, number one and song in America.
Oh, that's easy, that.
That's really that you did that really well.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I have no idea.
I
Frank
can't.
goes to Hollywood.
That's a good guess, but no. It's Whitney Houston. Didn't we
Was it
almost have
really?
yeah, didn't we almost have it all? No? No one?
No.
No. Okay. All right. But that was it. Just want to let you everybody know this cartoon is actually 37, just turned 37 years 4 days ago.
Same
Damn.
age as Rolando.
No, I'm 38, so I'm a little older.
Just a little bit.
A
Just a little
little,
bit.
just a little.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I was 38 5 years ago, so I get it, buddy.
That's a lie.
It is. All right, so you guys ready to watch the cartoon?
Yeah.
All right, so let's make it happen, Captain. Let's hit play.
So, it's Buck Rogers. You know, one thing I
Dino.
noticed, one thing I noticed,
Wolf.
one thing I noticed from our recent, a previous cartoon podcast, if it's a cartoon we never watch, we don't really talk. You
I
guys
know because we're paying attention.
are there, like the Inhumanoids. That barely is there barely any cartoon because that once I removed all the silence, it was only a 15 minute. It was only a 15 minute cartoon.
That's because we got into it, man. I know. You
Yeah.
gotta stop to doing that. But you gotta
So
admit, so far the graphics look good on this thing. I will
don't
give
get
it. Yeah.
fooled. Don't get fooled.
Really, it's not one of those where the freaking whatchamacallit,
Don't get fooled.
the intro is better than the actual cartoon.
Yes, the intro is where you spend most of the money on it. That's why they last 13 episodes.
And the ship looks cool.
No, the ship looks awesome.
I'm assuming the ships, and since you were
And
saying
the
the
bad guys
figures.
look cool too.
Yeah.
Now, do the ships combine together?
As I remember, they kind of do, but not in the way you think.
Okay.
It doesn't look just as good as the intro,
It
correct?
did not look as good as the intro, no.
Okay, that's all it, that's what they spend their
But it
money
does,
on, in the intro.
but it's not as bad as what I was expecting. I was expecting it to look like for freaking Gem.
No,
Gem
don't
was
really.
the shit, all right?
No, you gotta
Yeah, you're
start.
absolutely right.
Stop
Gem is shit. No, the
throwing
shit.
shade, man. Stop throwing shade.
We're gonna have to do another.
Look,
I'm gonna add a.
I'm gonna drop those thick things on you, those mines.
I'm gonna add another gem on our to watch list.
And I could easily delete it.
Oh, So I don't know what you're hating on poor Jim. Just truly outrageous.
Space mines.
Is that what that is? A space mine with eyes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a face too. Look at that.
Yeah, he's zooming in and everything. That's a smart mine. The smart bomb.
It is a very smart mine.
As I say, let's see.
And it even's got missiles, dude. How cool is that freaking mine? I don't think it's a mine. I think it's like that robot from freaking Star Wars.
Which
you know the one with the long legs?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name, but yes.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, isn't it?
The probe droid.
Destroyed the station.
So I'm taking this take.
Jellyfish?
I guess this takes place in the future.
Yeah.
Has to be, because they got freaking sea animals in the air.
In the not-too-distant future,
sea animals will belong in the air. Oh, and there's the mom freaking thing with Jiggy protecting the kids. Jellyfish. Looks like a jellyfish. That's what it is. Ooh. Check out the gilf.
The gilfs.
Yeah. That's his sister.
And his mother?
I was talking about the one with the gray hair, her.
That's the mom. You've been watching too much. You've been visiting their website too much. Just with the gift statement alone.
Real.
The mom was good looking, man. She looked hot with the gray hair.
Well, at least this was your age, unlike MJ.
You know
he's embracing his old age now.
Yeah. Unlike that Spider-Man cartoon when you call poor MJ a cutie.
MJ is a cutie.
Mm. She's also like 12 in that cartoon. Stop it.
First of all, she wasn't 12. I can tell, and I can say something. I can say a small little dog is cute. It's a little cutie. Oh my god, she's so cute. There's nothing wrong with that, man. You're just turning it into something wrong.
Someone's offended.
You got issues.
Somebody's a little defensive there.
And someone's offended.
All right, so this is a good news. Right. This is one of those. Season one, episode one of the series where they're not trying to retell the story.
No.
This is not what I figured. This was the one that's gonna introduce.
Nope, that's what the introduction was for.
That's why the the theme was for.
I like the short outfits for the uniforms.
Oh boy!
There you go. Look at him.
It's a good thing
they did that in Star Trek too.
Making it sexual.
I'm making it sexual, bro. I'm just calling out something that's there.
Yes, in Star Trek they also made the guys wear the skirts too.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Back in the 70s?
No, in the 80s.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Back in 1987 when.
Immediately gonna get this jellyfish.
So
who's shooting missiles at this freaking man array?
So I'm a little confused with, like, is this whole episode just gonna be about these sea creatures?
No.
Okay. They're not sea creatures. They're air creatures. They look like sea creatures.
No, I see the creatures. Is what I said. I can see them. Sea creatures.
Oh, sea. Sea. I thought you meant SEA. Yeah.
And how many missiles does this little android carry with him?
It's more than one. It's more than one.
He did. That's right. He did drop a 100 of them.
A shitload of them.
Yeah. It's the slowest. Hey,
bro, something that small, man. Those missiles are powerful. Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah. Oof, those jellyfishes. Those jellyfishes look more like tampons.
There you go. Someone's making it sexual.
That's sexual. No one has sex with tampons.
I bet you D would.
Nah, that's gross.
Oh, no.
You don't care.
What's going on here? Those things move fast, too. I thought that lady said they were unarmed.
Apparently not.
That's not a weapon, that's a harpoon. Kill.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is a harpoon. Look at that.
You know what she called it? A Nantucket sleigh ride.
That's what she called it.
Right.
Right in the vagina.
Oh, there it is. It's going to move the base. That freaking harpoon got latched onto one of those, whatchamacallit?
Jellyfishes.
Those air creatures. Look at that. It's riding the wave, man.
That's what you call an Nantucket sleigh ride.
Yeah. Look, the base is going to fall apart. Half of it is broken.
It's not supposed to go that fast.
Yeah, these little jellyfishes can move.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
Oops. Oh, well, we didn't need that piece.
Yeah, you did. That's the beacon. That's
the communication. Oh, there
goes a harpoon.
There goes a harpoon. That, at least they're realistic here. That's realistically what would happen.
I love how they did that, how when the part of the base fell off and it just sliced right through the robot.
Yeah,
they did it nice in slow motion.
Yeah, too bad there's like another 100 of those little robots. And poor grandma.
Yeah,
fell.
I know, right?
Grandma fallen. She messed up her hip. Uh-oh. Oh, they lost power. They're surfing in a cloud. They're drowning in a cloud. Great time for a commercial.
I don't have a commercial
yet.
No. A cartoon commercial.
Oh, cartoon.
How are they staying up in the air?
The magic of writing.
Yes. Is Ronaldo trying to throw in some logic in this thing?
Now I know what a Nantucket sleigh ride is. I can explain it to you guys later if you guys need to know.
Is it something so sexual?
No.
No.
I mean, maybe if somebody made it. I'm still wondering how they're floating. They got no power.
Well, no. The base still has a little bit of power where, you know, it's maintaining life support. You know what I mean? Gravity.
Yeah, gravity's the opposite. Oh, they have gravity on their spaceship, yes. Look at, they have an iPad.
Oh, it's one of those that bends, bro. That's flexible.
Oh, the new, bro, this is the future. The OLEDs.
Yeah, bro, look at that.
That's paper.
Nah, the future, they don't use paper. I don't see one tree there.
She knows.
Oh, they only have an air for a day.
That's it?
They don't got life support.
Your brother is psychic.
Hey, no! It's darkness!
No, it's not dark. That's not dark.
It's not darkness?
No. And he's not darkness, he's dark.
Oh, it's dark. I thought it was
He
darkness.
Looks more like... He looks like... what's that guy from the Rat Pack? Sammy Davis Jr.
Ooh, Sammy O... No, yes.
You look Samuel Jackson.
No, the short one.
Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr.
You were going to say Samuel Jackson. Dude, all black people don't look alike.
You said all Cubans look alike.
Man, Jesus, that guy was in every movie. Come on.
See, I told you.
Okay, so this has to be freaking Space Force because they got the uniforms.
He has an Apple Watch.
So, was the first half all about the freaking, whatchamacallit? The space station?
Yes.
Yes. That's why it only lasted.
Whoever picked this episode sucks, man.
Again, that's why it only lasted 13 episodes. You see why.
Here we go, the spaceships in the on the moon. The wings fold down? What? Oh, they heard about those whatchamacallit, those robots with the eyes.
Yeah, yeah. He says that robots are slow, but the missiles are fast. And yes. Why every cartoon the black gentleman always needs to have a dark voice?
I don't know. So it was like, the 80s.
Just because you're black, you gotta talk like this. We get
yeah, because you know they stereotype back in the '80s big time.
But you also they have them drinking malt liquor.
Yep, I'm smoking a Newport.
Black, Dwayne, did black people smoke Newports back in the '80s?
I don't smoke Newports, so how the fuck would I know?
Well, did you not have black people back in the '80s when you were growing up?
Again, I don't smoke.
They say you do, but I thought maybe you would know.
I've seen white people smoke Newports. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they think they're black. That's why I'm asking the question.
I can answer it, and I'm not black. The answer is yes.
Oh, okay.
I went to McNichol and Highlander High, so yes.
I don't know. No one knows what that means.
That's okay. I do.
All right. So they were in the moon, right? And they went to Jupiter.
They were, because that's where their station is at.
Okay, and they went to Jupiter. And they went to Jupiter, but they got there. Technically, it was taking what, like 7 years or something?
No, not with these ships, man.
But they all have the same ships, though.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about that. About this, they're all the same. It's like, who do I know who's who? You know what I mean?
They remind me of the they remind me of the ships from Space Above and Beyond, the Hammerheads.
Oh, great show, man.
Great show. That is a good show.
I would rewatch that if I had access to it.
Yeah, they're hard to find.
I was so disappointed when they canceled that show.
Why?
Because it was a good show.
Yeah, it was just getting good, too.
Yeah, you're getting destroyed.
They're really small ships, though.
I like the plasma beams. You know what? Their missiles are fast, but so are ours.
Oh, shit. You got the catchphrase?
That's it. Space Force!
You're my love.
Damn. One bomb?
That's it, bro. That's all it takes. We're Space Force.
Oh, there's always a cowboy.
Always.
There's always a Westerner. That talks like this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Silverhawks.
Yep.
Galaxy Rangers.
Oh, the guns turn backwards.
Ooh, look, you saw that. The plasma guns turn around. And there's always a wimp.
There's a wimp. There's always a whiner.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to fly when your eyes close, bro. Open your eyes.
Thank you.
I don't think he got a sixth sense. Don't worry about it. Put the brakes on.
All right, combine together. Come on.
When do we see the giant robot?
The giant robot.
Oh, wait, the jets, the airplanes all get together and make a giant cannon.
A giant. A giant what?
A giant cannon.
There you go.
And they all got no more missiles. Their ships look like they attach. They're like that. There's something missing them to their ships.
Shoes.
Well, they're gonna die. You can die comfortably.
What if something happens, man? You need to be able to run.
You don't care if it's an emergency. You don't care. You're just
That's why you leave your shoes on.
No, it's just all natural.
I mean, the graphics aren't that bad still.
No, I think they're good.
It reminds you of Cops.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It does.
So guess what? They're made by the same company.
Look, now they're out of oxygen. Because they're wearing their spacesuits.
Suits. Hey, who makes a space station with no emergency evacuation?
U.S. SOCOM people? U.S.? United States?
Look at that. Look at that. Those freaking dark helmets freaking destroyed that. Their only hope to get rescued.
Damn
now
it.
They have 2 hours of oxygen left.
Damn it, Obi-Wan. You were only
my only hope.
Be smart.
It's a lot of huffing and puffing right now.
Exactly. You're wasting oxygen. Oh, one of the whatchamacallit space forces is the sun.
We talked about this when you called it her mom.
Oh, was that the same person?
Yeah.
Oh man, all these Caucasian cartoons look alike.
That's the gimmick. So how they got attached to a magnet? That's the gimmick of the toy.
Yes. Yeah, that's what Dee was saying.
Yeah. Check them out. Here comes. Oh, shit. There's a lot of probes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So I wonder, they're running out of gas. They have no more missiles.
They got nothing except for plasma rifles.
Man, I'm so the anticipation. So excited.
Here they come.
Good thing they don't miss. Or somebody else shooting at it. Oh, somebody else is shooting.
Oh, it's another ship. It's another Space Force.
That doesn't miss, though. Oh, man. Oh, there's a bigger one. This got more guns.
Maybe they combine with that one.
You and your combining.
Yeah, you still want to? You want to combine her? I don't know why.
Combine.
Got Devastator on the brain.
Everything is cool when it combines like that, man.
Oh, he kissed his sister like that. Is that it?
It's not him. That's not his sister. That's not his sister.
Yeah, the one in the gray suit is the
brother,
right?
That's the brother. Yes. And that's his mom. And I don't want to talk about what they do afterwards.
I don't want to talk about the pussy cat.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
All right, there you go, man. It's over.
It is over. It went by pretty quick, though.
It's got land vehicles, too. Look, that one ship came off the main one.
So remember, the gimmick is that they get magnetic. So they're gonna attach somehow.
They have to, man.
Yes. So the most unusual aspect of the StarCom toy line was its use of Magna Lock technology. The action figures had tiny little magnets implanted on their feet. Not only did this allow them to stand on the vehicles and playsets without falling off, but also activated devices on the playsets. For instance, if one placed a figure on the elevator. Okay, Dwayne wants to show you instead of me talking about it.
They're fighting to save the Earth. Shadow Force has a new airborne threat, the Shadow Parasite Attack Fighter, a one-man gunship. With a weapon system that can blast anything out of the air. Almost anything. StarCom's new F-1400 Star Wolf can knock it down. Star Wolf, high-speed, high-performance fighter that powers open to take on anything Shadow can dish out. Shadow Parasite Fighter and F-1400 Star Wolf don't even need batteries. Figures and vehicles each sold separately.
I'm going to have to edit this one into...
StarCom! In deep space, the StarMax bomber and Captain Rip Malone are under fire from the evil Shadow Force. The StarMax attacks enemy positions before returning to Starbase to refuel and rearm, using Magna power and energy so advanced it works without batteries. The StarMax bomber, part of the massive StarCom battle fleet.
From Coolico.
Come on, don't tell me that's not cool.
Yeah.
Especially now that I know that freaking thing in the back is for missiles.
The bomber. The thing was a bomber.
Yeah.
I knew that when I was looking at the picture. Because you can see there were holes. You thought it was the engine?
I thought it was an engine, yes.
Yeah. But did you see when you press a button, everything opens up? How the canopy goes over? So, again, I think that's just the slow opening spring mechanism.
Yes. I'm going to have to agree with you on that one, buddy.
And it pops slowly open. And that's what's so cool. But in the 80s, I would have loved that.
So don't be surprised if Frank is screwing eBay for Starcom toys.
He already did.
He did.
I'm talking about buying.
I'm not gonna buy any.
Once he saw me at $100, he's like, yeah.
That's a lot. He could probably get one for like 40.
One of the smaller ones.
You can get it for 40. Stop yawning, Frank.
I'm gonna go. I mean, if I'm gonna buy this, I'm gonna buy the I'm gonna do this right. I'm gonna buy the bomber.
Great, that was a great selling thing. They don't even need batteries.
Exactly. No.
They don't need batteries. So, all right. And I was looking at the toys. They're not that bad either.
Yeah, no, it's just the figures I don't like.
The figure, because they're so tiny, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And you put the mask on, they have accessories.
He just didn't catch on.
I like the six shooter vehicle.
Share my screen for all of our YouTube watchers. And again, thank you for watching.
There, the last one.
It's only in Europe, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it only came out in Europe. It's nice. I see why they call it six shooters. They have three cannons in the front. Plus, technically, they mislabeled it because it's three there and then it has duals in the back. Now, I'm wondering, does it all open up? Because that would be kind of cool.
I know that one part by the wing that's in the middle of the wings behind the cockpit, that opens up.
Yeah. So, I don't think there's a lot of pictures now. But that's kind of cool. And this,
they have cool vehicles, too.
I know.
I'm sorry, land vehicles, I should say.
Yeah. So the standard ship is this one, it looks like.
Yes.
Poor guy barely fits in it. And we saw the commercial where it all opens up completely. So you can close it up. I think
The wings fold.
I think it runs on springs.
Just wind it up and it goes?
Well, no, you fold it and it locks in, and you push a button and it opens up slowly. I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one we just saw right now. That was in episode.
Yeah, that one looks cool.
The bomber.
And there's a spot for it on the top, mm-hmm. next to the between the cannon and the engine where the other ship can magnetize.
Yeah.
The little gray spot.
Yeah.
I see it. Yes. That's a nice ship. I don't know why I didn't like this toy. Maybe because by the time I realized it was out, it was already canceled.
Maybe.
Yeah,
like
13,
I'm thinking the same thing for myself.
Yeah.
13 Saturdays. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm assuming these are one of the bad guys.
Yeah.
See? All these weapons open up. Yeah, this is so random. This is so rare that most of these toys don't even have that many pictures. Where is it? Shadow Vampire with Captain Mace.
You know the Starmax bomber, which is the longer one?
Mm-hmm.
That one's going for $164 on eBay.
Damn.
With a box?
No box.
And
one. But it looks like it has everything though, and it looks in good condition.
Absolutely not.
Well, if you're a fan though, come on. If that was your fan, if that was your cartoon, you would have totally.
That looks like a reverse his tank.
It does look a little bit. It looks like the remake, the one when G.I. Joe, the live action tank, his tank came out. All right. But
Ooh, you know what? I found another one that's more complete for 157.
yeah.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, the other one was missing something, some stuff.
Look, this one is dual jets.
There you go for the twins.
Dual jets. No one, apparently no one's on this one, because I don't see anybody sitting in that one.
Oh,
Motorized change, no batteries needed.
I know parents love that. ColecoVision.
I don't know, I was gonna tell you, I just saw that Coleco, like really, wow. And if you
Yeah.
look, and the toys were made by Coleco, and the cartoon was made, distributed by Coca-Cola. This is 80s was a wild time.
Everyone had their hands into something.
Something. All right. But I think that's it for the toys. Like I said, the action figures were okay. Look, they all had like little accessories. They all had a backpack with a little tube. Come on, Frank, you love the tubes. You love the tubes.
That's what makes it sci-fi and futuristic.
The tubes, not in a helmet. The tubes, right? The tubes in a helmet. I think it's cool. All right. So, Frank, you're the best at this. You want to share our rating system?
Of course. All right. So our rating system goes as followed. We got rewind, which means it's a good watch value for the episode and for the entire series. That's what a rewind means. Then we have fast forward. And fast forward, you didn't like the episode, but you're willing to watch other ones in the series. And then, of course, we had the dreadful eject, which means it is bad. We got to skip it. It's horrible. It falls down the same line as Joyce or Jesus, the Wheels Warrior in Gem. You know what I mean? That's where it falls under. So, D, what are your thoughts?
Read the hat.
Let's see. The Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Starcom Eject.
Ah, eject.
Think
Okay,
it's
so
an eject.
like I stated in the first thing, they spent all the money on the introduction, not enough on the story. Because this could be a good cartoon if someone writes a good story. They never fleshed out the villain. They never fleshed out the heroes. They just wanted to sell toys. That's all this was. This was a cash grab toy thing that only lasts for 13 Saturdays, but it's an eject. Sorry.
Okay, no, I get it, buddy. I get it. All right. Rolly, I'll go next.
Sure.
Of course, you can close us off with the review. I actually am going to give it a fast forward. I wasn't that thrilled about the episode, but I am curious to look at another one. I am curious. And that's the only reason why I'm giving it a fast forward. That's me.
In the words of the great Patrick Swayze in the movie Ghost, I want to say ditto. No. So yeah. So for me is a fast
And
forward.
I
Yeah. I'm just like behind you while you're doing it.
exactly.
All right. So for
Removing that clay.
yes. So for me, it's a fast forward as well for the same reasons. The episode itself. Rating on this episode is not, definitely not, I can't say it's a rewind, but I am interested in watching another one. I wouldn't be
Yes.
opposed to it. I'll probably watch a couple more. And then by then I'm
And
like,
then I'll be able to make my judgment on
oh,
those.
yeah.
All right. Well, guess what? That's a wrap for today, I should say. I'm sorry, my brain just went completely blank there. And that's a wrap for today's show. From all of us at Cartoon Rewind, a huge thank you for tuning in. Remember to show us some love with a like, hit that subscribe button, and stay connected on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you know what? Wherever you watch your podcasts. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram and TikTok for even more amazing cartoon clips. And until next time, stay tuned, my cartoon addicts. Peace.